All right, good morning, everyone. My apologies for being late this morning. Corbett, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's good to see you again. So the first item on our agenda will be, I'll turn it over to Pat for a safety minute. Pat?
Good morning, everyone. Today's safety contact is going to be about hand safety, but first I'd like to point out, in the event of an emergency, you can egress through the main doors or you can exit to the emergency exits behind me. If there is an emergency, we're going to assemble across the street at the Lawn International Building Museum. There's an AED located behind the guard station, and fire extinguishers are strategically located throughout the buildings. If anyone needs it, restrooms are past the guard shack, the guard booth to the left. Hand safety. Injuries to our hands contribute to lost time injuries and restricted work days in the workplace. Hand injuries not only limit our ability to perform our jobs, but they interfere with the activities of daily living. Try getting dressed or tying your shoes with just one hand. Protecting our hands from injury should be a priority for all of us. Here are five common causes of hand injuries. Not thinking about where we place our hands or not paying attention to the job at hand. Taking shortcuts or intentionally disregarding safety procedures and work practices, not using the proper tool for the job, not using the appropriate personal protective equipment, lack of training or awareness of hazards that are present. Do your hands a favor, stop, think, and take the time to do your task safely. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Pat. All right, so the first item on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. If there are no objections, we'll consider the agenda approved as presented. Are there any objections? Okay, so approved. And now the approval of the minutes. We have three sets of minutes to approve this morning. I would like to move approval of the minutes for the February 9th Audit Committee public meeting and the committee's executive sessions of February 9th and March 9th. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor? All right. Any objections? All right, so the minutes have been moved and seconded. All in favor and opposed? Thank you. So they are now onto the committee business this morning. As stated in the board's bylaws, the Audit and Investigations Committee has the responsibility to provide the oversight of the quality and integrity of WMATA's internal controls, compliance systems, and auditing and accounting systems. In our oversight role today, we will be receiving an overview of Metro's new Department of Internal Compliance and its plan 2017 internal reviews. I'll now turn the floor over to Eric.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my notes say Mr. Wiedefeld, but I'm going to assume I'm turning them to you since I don't see Mr. Wiedefeld.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's dealing with the red line issue.
I understand completely. So, Eric, thank you.
Good morning. My name is Eric Christensen. I'm the Chief of Internal Compliance. If we can go to the second slide, please. So, we were created less than 6 months ago as an independent report directly to the general manager. On slide two, you see the seven goals of the department. I just want to highlight a few of those. First and foremost is coordination of internal and external audits. Our role is to assist departments in the timely implementation of corrective actions and to track the progress of those. Second is to establish a great working relationship with the OIG. Jeff and I have met, and we're working closely together on a number of issues. And then third is we're going to be out doing proactive audits. We want to try and identify issues before they become incidents or identified by external parties. Let's get in there, figure out what's wrong, identify the root cause, correct it, and then move on. Slide three, please. On the left-hand so we have two major functions of the department. On the left-hand side is quality assurance, internal compliance, and oversight. Their focus is mainly on maintenance and operations, engineering, safety, and security. And that group is led by Angel Pena. On the right-hand side is management audits, risk, and compliance. They deal with the chief financial officer as well as procurement, HR, IT. And that's led by Liz Sullivan. Next slide, please. This slide shows our core services. I just want to highlight a few of them. On first one on policy and strategy, we're taking the lead at reviewing all metro-wide policy instructions. We're prioritizing those, going to revise them. Many of them are outdated. We're also going to be doing crosswalks to make sure that when we update a policy and procedure, it's consistent with other policies and procedures throughout the organization. A lot of our effort will be on the assurance side of things. We'll be going out and doing 29 internal reviews throughout the organization. We identify those reviews based on risk, the GM's priorities such as back to good, as well as where we are on corrective action plans. We coordinated our efforts with OIG in an effort to try to minimize duplication, and we'll be working with them and sharing information as we go along. We also do continuous monitoring of mission critical programs, SafeTrack, the new 7K rail car program, rail car reliability program, and employee absenteeism. On the compliance side of things, just make a couple of highlights. We're tracking and assisting departments in the implementation of all corrective actions, including those by the OIG. We're, after the items close, we're going back and validating that they're actually in place and continuing to be done. So that's sort of what we're doing on the compliance thing. Next page. This shows the more than 500 corrective action plans that we currently have outstanding. On the left-hand side is the 282 that are FTA and TSB safety related. On the right are the FTA and other financial management oversights. These would be OIG findings. These could also be findings from the jurisdictions, GO, and so forth. Just to give you a sense, just talking on the safety and kind of lead into what Pat's going to do, of the 282 caps, we have 1,208 separate individual audit findings. Of that, as of Friday of last week, 31% of those have been closed. 37 have been submitted to the FTA for review and approval, and we've got 32% that we're currently working on. So we're making some very good progress in that regard. The final slide is the reviews that we're going to be taking. For the first time, we did annual work plans both for Quico as well as for MARC. On the left-hand side, you'll see the 18 that Quico is working on. We've issued the first three draft reports, track inspection, structure inspection, and tunnel ventilations. They're being reviewed by the departments. Corrective action plans are due in 30 days. Once those are completed, the report and the corrective action plan will be posted on the web page, much like we're currently doing with our FTA. On the right are the ones that Mark is doing. We have a number of activities in those areas that we're doing. The idea, again, is to identify early potential issues, resolve them ahead of time before they become an incident or raised by an external party. That's sort of a very quick overview of what we do. If there's any questions, I'd be more than willing to answer those.
If I may start,
sure.
Jeff, maybe I can address it to you and to Eric. Now that you're a veteran of being here almost 2 weeks, Jeff, how is the Inspector General's office working with the new team with all of these reviews, inspections, and audits?
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity to respond. OIG has no objection to the internal audit function. We're going to maintain the financial statement audits, and we've been working closely so that we don't duplicate efforts. I mean, that's really what nobody wants, is that we're both doing the same thing. I think we can stay in lanes. I commend the GM and Eric for being able to have one-stop shopping for our products.
Is your mic on?
It is on. It's the first time ever I haven't spoken loud enough. Okay. Here we go. Should I start over?
No, continue.
I believe we can work together so we don't duplicate efforts and so that we can stay in our own lane. And I commend the GM and Eric for having sort of a one-stop shopping for our products, for our ROIs, our audit reports, so that we can go to one person and make sure that the GM and his staff are sort of addressing our complaints, audits, et cetera.
Okay. Other questions from committee members? Okay. Eric, thank you for that report. Thank you for the overview, and thank you for the progress.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions concerning audits and investigations this morning. With that, since there is no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned. Thank you.